Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrift.
Racial consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now, 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a pop-up restaurant in Australia is getting some criticism because it's called Pablo's Escaburgers.
So what's the problem?
The burger is topped with a fake line of cocaine, Thrill.
Yeah, but it's not real cocaine. I mean, you don't have to take your kids there.
That's gutsy, man.
I like it. I mean, hell, I don't live in Australia, but now I've heard about the joint. When you go, if we were in Australia, and I said, dude, Pablo's is down the street. Do you want to go? Are you in or out?
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can I have your cocaine burger, please?
Is it just sugar?
Oh, what's on top of the bun?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's not cocaine.
Sesame seeds, salt, I don't know.
But, I mean, it has a line of sesame seed salt.
Maybe it's one out of every 200 customers gets a real line of cocaine.
A little bit of flour on there, since it's a bun. There you go. I'm thinking salt.
Either way, I'm snorting it.
Mm-hmm. A former stripper who became a pharmaceutical sales rep is accused of giving a doctor a lap dance to get him to promote her, drugs.
It's not too far off without the stripper part.
Yeah, I mean, it's not any worse than everything else. Exactly. That's fine.
And the drug was fentanyl.
Right.
How do we get around this sour beans, actually? Oh, well, dance.
Yeah, I don't even care.
Is that really a gift? I mean, it's an experience.
Right.
There's a new bouquet that you can buy for that special someone called the pickle bouquet.
Oh, nice. Is it a bunch of pickles?
That would be my guess, Ted.
That's a different kind of special person.
Hmm. You ever seen the weed bouquets that they sell at the pot shops?
I have not, but keep speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Like for Valentine's Day?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's something that smells bad.
Smells bad, but it hits good.
Yeah, man, that would be awesome.
I don't think it smells bad to me.
You know what? Because it's like sex, right? Sex does not smell good unless you're one of the participants. But if you walk into a room where someone else has just had sex, it's horrible.
Well, it's like a skunk. If you have some really skunky weed,
you're happy.
Open up the jar and be like, dude, it smells just like the mean skunk. You're like, oh, yeah. This smells like a skunk. But if you said, a skunk pissed in this jar, take a whiff, you'd be like, no, God, oh, smells like skunk.
I think the other funny thing is I saw a meme the other day that's like, I love how stoners are always like, dude, you can smell like the chestnuts and this and that. It's like, nah, dog, it smells like weed.
Right.
Chestnuts.
Right? Like, people always say, you can feel the hints of this and that. Like, I guess.
Maybe.
Right?
It smells like a skunk's butt.
Is it getting me high?
A criminal from New Jersey finished up a 20-year sentence, then headed to Milwaukee and robbed a bank. Because he heard great things about Wisconsin's prison and wanted to spend his life in one.
Okay. You know, you got to have goals, man.
Dream big, man.
I mean, I think that's somebody that's been in prison for so long, they can't go back to normal life.
As Red would say, he's institutionalized.
Oh, thank you, Mike. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well done.
The governor of Kentucky said closing schools during the polar vortex is a sign that America is, quote, getting soft. Ted did show me the clip earlier.
It's more about the funding. It's more about the safety. It's more about the facilities. They don't even have heat in Baltimore City schools normally.
Right.
So in a situation like this, in other situations where a furnace could fail, tires could fail on a bus, other things like that.
It's just about the kids.
Do you really think that one day that those kids miss in their entire education is going to have a long-term effect on their overall being? I mean, other than their safety.
Other than the other flipping days that they give them off?
Yeah, I mean, Columbus Day still is technically a holiday.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Well, it's about the kids. If you're an adult, want to go out, and go out in it.
It should be noted that Kentucky was looking around 5 degrees that day, and it was in the warmer areas at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Negative 11 was a very popular number on the particular scan that I saw.
Most people, to be honest with you, especially if you live somewhere like Kentucky and these temperatures come in, it is very unlikely that you have the appropriate outerwear for your kids go to school.
And you know, my kids waiting at a bus stop.
Balmy 11, where my mom lives on the Kentucky border.
Ah.
11.
Yeah, that idiot, man, lives in a house paid by the taxpayers and drives around in a warm car, right? He doesn't, like, come on, dude. Like, you, but it's fine to send children out to a bus stop when it's freezing.
And a lot of those places have small two-lane roads. They don't salt the roads because they can't, because they can't afford it. It's difficult to reach these areas. It's not like everyone lives on a flat four-lane highway, which is still dangerous in this weather.
Well, it's the governor of Kentucky, and you want to say, hey, man, have you been to Kentucky? You know, I mean, I know you're the governor, but, like, have you ever been there?
A study found dog owners walk 870 extra miles a year thanks to dog walks.
Yeah, well, sure. Mm-hmm.
And their mental health is better.
I had two, and I honestly never walked the dogs.
Why not?
Sent them out in the backyard.
You're kidding me.
Not at all.
You never walked your dog?
No, they were tuggers.
Well, hey, easy. You know, they get used to walking. Once you start walking your dog, they get into a habit of it, and they understand what you're doing, and they're on board, man.
Still walking my girlfriend's dog, and he has not gotten into a habit of it. He is still just pulling me along.
Well, if he's pulling you along, that means he wants to go.
Just walk slower.
That's what I try to do, but he is insistent. He goes up on two legs constantly.
Well, that's just funny.
Is he choking himself?
No, he's got the harness.
So he doesn't want to go any farther.
No, he's trying. That's why he's on two legs. Is he stretching out all the way?
He's tightening that thing.
You know, man, just let the goddamn leash go and tell her, hey, man, he finally did it. Right? I mean, just let it go. Like, all right.
He's free.
Yeah.
Here's a new term for you, Sharenting.
Jesus Christ.
What does that mean?
It's exactly what we've talked about on here multiple times. It's when parents share too much about their kids on social media.
Oh.
Stop doing it.
Here he is taking his 800th step.
Yeah, look, it's annoying, but they all do it. So I just kind of go, all right, this is what they do.
So like at some point, the other kids are going to grow up and be like, why did you post this S about me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You also have to remember that people don't really take pictures anymore, so that is the new form of taking pictures.
Right.
Where before it would be in a photo album, you'd only see that when you go over to their house if they wanted to whip that out. That is the new photo album.
Well, and you can do it all the time, right? You used to have to go pay to kind of get those photos done. But now that you have your cell phone, you can... Look, I'll just say it. You don't need a month update, all right?
But here's the difference.
2 to 3 months, it still looks like a little slug.
Having grown up in this... Right, your kid's ugly. I'm sorry. You think it's cute. It's ugly to the rest of us. I knew my kids were ugly to other people. We understand. It looks like a fish, you know, starving for water. But here's the thing. It is better with social media only because Miles is 100% correct. If you went to someone's house and they ambushed you with the photo album, you're trapped, man. You're stuck, and you have to listen to them dictate it all. Mm-hmm. At least with, like, Facebook, there's a picture. You can like it, not like it, and you can lie, say you didn't see it. Doesn't matter. But you do it on your time.
Hey, I'm the youngest. Baby pictures don't exist to me.
A woman in Canada was arrested after a fight earlier this month after she and another neighbor cleaned snow off their cars, and she wasn't happy with how her neighbor was dumping snow near her.
Oh, boy.
That's a Baltimore special there, man. Do not take a space that someone has shoveled out. You will die.
They will shoot you. They will shoot you down.
Like, how dare you? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I spent 3 hours out there. Your life is over.
A new study found a list of the best and worst cities to get married this year, and you will never believe what was number one.
Number one?
The best city to get married this year.
Vegas?
Think bigger.
New York. Oh, Orlando.
Orlando?
Disney World.
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean,
bigger than Vegas? Mm-hmm. New York City? Chicago? San Francisco?
All great guesses, Ted, but I'll tell you what. I'm not working on it. A fugitive in Colorado posted on Facebook.
D.C.
A fugitive in Colorado posted on Facebook asking for a ride when his car broke down earlier this week.
Jesus Christ. The cops
used it to track him down and arrest him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. God damn, man.
I mean, that is...
Don't you ever wonder, like, we went back in time, but we take our current technology. Would they have found Jack the Ripper because he would post to Facebook, like, killed another prostitute tonight, catch me if you can. You know what I mean? Like all these people, Lizzie Borden, like, chop my parents up today, wouldn't act.
I just love that we have a tool where they, you know, they'll just rat themselves out.
I think a guy that dumb probably was going to get caught either way.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
A man stole a purse out of a car at a gas station in South Carolina earlier this week, but for whatever reason, before he took it, he got into the crane kick pose from the Karate Kid. Cops say they've identified him.
What do you mean, for whatever reason? He's crazy.
I like the quote from one of the cops, who's just like basically, like, he has a very odd routine before he does something criminal.
If someone did that to you, you would just think that they could do it.
If do right, no
I would
defend.
Assume, but...
Even if you do it wrong, it's going to suck for you.
You're not
going to
hit
you.
Me with a karate kid kick, are you?
God damn it.
Man, if some dude just outside of 7-Eleven does that, like, I'm thinking, this guy's just insane.
Mm-hmm. Right, I still don't want to mess with him.
A woman in New Mexico claims that she's been getting an interesting and disgusting delivery from a stranger repeatedly.
What's
that?
Oh,
tell you about it and test your memory 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
I have Steve to throw a hook into Please Start One. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Elijah. Welcome to the Men's Room.
How's it going, guys?
Hola! All right, Elijah, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Here is your story. An interstate highway through Mississippi was shut down for hours after a truck driver armed with a machete sparked a standoff with police. Now, the incident ended without any injuries when he was finally arrested, but news outlets reported the officers used tear gas to force the suspect out of the truck. Situation began shortly after 9 a.m. when authorities in Alabama gave chase to an 18-wheeler after reports of a truck stop altercation or something like that with an 18-wheeler. And apparently the 18-wheeler then intentionally started striking other vehicles, including an ambulance. Well, basically, whenever emergency personnel approached the driver, he would get angry and veer toward them, and it caused damage to the ambulance. About 60 miles west of the Mississippi-Alabama state line, he was finally apprehended. But as police negotiated with the driver, he had shut down the interstate, which caused major traffic delays across Mississippi. It was finally reopened about 5 hours after this started. He faces one count of felony pursuit, plus two counts of attempted second-degree assault, five count. Bob, it's like the 12 days of Christmas. The question is, do you believe that this guy is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
You said it happened in Alabama?
It started in Alabama. Cops gave chase. He's veering on and off the road. He crosses the state line into Mississippi. They finally get him to pull over, had him negotiate. But 5 hours after it began, he finally got out of the truck and was arrested.
Jeez. Was he on drugs?
I don't know. They don't say, man. They don't say. It says he had a machete. They don't know what he was upset about. It doesn't say it here. But he was mama proud.
I said this the other day, so I'm going to just stick with it. It just seems like a CDL license is white.
Yeah, that's what I'm leaning towards.
Was the truck that big?
18-wheeler, yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, he was taking vehicles off the road.
I think I'm going to go with white on this one.
Then final answer?
Yeah, final answer.
You sure about that, Elijah?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We head to Mississippi on Profile This, and we have a highway that was almost completely shut down after a high-speed chase involving an 18-wheeler. Actually started in Alabama. Trying to ram other vehicles, even tried to strike a ambulance. Either way, the chase takes place and goes west into Mississippi. They have to shut an entire highway down, and once they do, the driver then wields a machete.
Yeah, that is correct, man. You go big or go home. Come on, Miles. But in the end, the question was, is this guy black, white, Mexican, Asian? The answer seems so obvious, white.
Oh, no!
Sorry.
No.
Black?
Black, yes, mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yep.
Huh.
And I have to hold up the picture like I swear to God.
All right, I believe you.
That's why I picked this story. I'm like, say what?
And he's wearing a yellow shirt.
I know.
Who wears a yellow shirt?
Big Bird.
Okay.
That's a good call.
Do you have a yellow shirt?
I have one jersey that's yellow.
That's yeah, a jersey.
That's a jersey.
Yeah.
You don't get to pick what the team pick, man. But like,
man, I don't know that I do have a yellow shirt.
I'm going to get a yellow shirt.
That's weird.
I'm going to buy a yellow shirt.
I think it's weirder that he has a yellow shirt.
Yellow shirt gang.
Now for all TV news all the time. Time for TV Time of Tea.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
It pumped up there.
Yeah.
You guys know what I used to do before I got into radio? I had a lot of jobs.
Well, you were a bartender for a while. You worked at a liquor store.
Yeah. Right. So my last job, I was a janitor at the AFL-CIO, American Federation of Labor, Congress of Industrial Organizations. Yeah, everybody knows that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out to all the Italians. You know who you are. You know what I'm saying.
Right. So I was a janitor at that building at night. Right there at 16th and I Street, close enough to keep an eye on the president I used to, right across the square there.
I'm sure they felt safer.
Honestly, I will say, that view we had in that building is awesome. But if you went on the roof, you had to call Secret Service.
Otherwise.
Or they would call you.
I would not step on that roof.
Yeah. Hey, look at them janitors over there looking through the window. It's all right.
I'm dead serious. Like, if you went out on the sixth floor, the phone would ring. Secret Service, who's on the deck? So, but, you know, when you're a janitor.
I don't know. What's on second?
You guys want to play a game?
Did you say deck? You said who's on deck?
I told him not to joke.
Tanya.
So when you're a janitor, generally it's at night. People don't talk to you a bunch, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes it can be a very thankless job, right?
Sure.
Now, if you're the janitor of an NFL facility, maybe a little bit cooler. You get to see people, this and that.
Is it cooler? Because you still just, I mean, I know what you're saying.
Well, you hear
me
still talking about the building I worked in at least was cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? And actually, to be dead honest with you, that was a good union job, dude. I used to get paid all right for there.
I'll say this.
I liked it.
You will learn a lot about people, I'm sure you did, based on those interactions.
Yeah, they don't want to talk to you.
Or the people who do, you realize, you know what I mean?
I've told you that 100 times. Yeah. I mean, that's where I learned the most about people. I'd come in during the day, and people are very nice. You come in at night as a janitor, they don't want to talk to you. So that's what I'm saying. It can be a very thankless job. So this is what you're going to hear, what you're going to listen to here. He's Brandon Cooks of the L.A. Rams. He calls one of their janitors into the room and then hooks him up.
On behalf of the team and organization, we would love to invite you and your son Josh. Round trip, Super Bowl, come hang out with us. You mean so much to us. This is two tickets to the bowl.
Oh, my God.
You'll be able to keep this as well.
Oh, my God.
One more time for you and your son. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's a dream come true, man.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for everything.
Listen, that was a little boring, man. Oh, my God, maybe one, two, I'll get to go.
Yes.
I hope the Rams are hooking him up with a hotel room and some other things.
Oh, of course.
Because the tickets are expensive as hell, but of course, anything around that area is going to be ridiculous as far as the price goes. So.
That's awesome they did that, though.
Yeah.
Man.
You're like an internet commenter. Play a clip of a guy getting hooked up at the. Well, I hope they're paying for the hotel too.
Oh, we know. The Ravens took everything.
Just say all right.
The Ravens took everybody.
This is a good thing.
He doesn't care, man.
No, but the Ravens took everybody top to bottom to the Super Bowl. So if you worked in that building, you and your family went to that game. There was no question about it.
But I think most teams do that for everybody in the organization.
Then the janitor doesn't work for the team.
Maybe he's subcontracted out.
Right, so that's what I think.
Right. Like, he doesn't work for the team. He's not getting an NFL paycheck.
Gotcha.
Right, so like, did they? Right, that's what I'm saying. I think that's why that was a special thing. And honestly, go to the Men's Room Facebook page, watch the video. Because when the janitor comes in, Cooks has to say to him, like, hey, you're not in trouble. Right? Because they're calling him into an office. I mean, he legit thinks he's going to get fired or something.
Well, you know, they've told him a million times, man. Don't interact with them. Don't bug them. All the stuff they're going to tell those guys. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, right, because I was talking about it today with Miles. I was like, I have to imagine if you work in an NFL facility, they're probably like, don't bug the players.
Don't bug the players, right, guaranteed.
I mean, look, I've been to the Ravens camp once, and then Luke Wilson, he's played for the Seahawks, took me over to their facility once to watch practice. But even being in there with a player, it's very, like, it's awkward.
Yeah, like, leave the player alone unless they want to talk.
They tell the cheerleaders that.
Leave
so
the
obviously, practice. They're going to tell the, you know, people who take care of the building.
Let's see. We're talking, you know, there's been a lot of talk about songs, and maybe they are, we didn't remember the lyrics quite the way we should have. Maybe some of these
songs.
Most
of the time, sure.
What's the word now? Problematic.
Yes, problematic.
Pete Holmes was on Conan, and he brought up a song that we all know, and when he puts it this way, it does sound pretty problematic.
On with that Bruce Springsteen song where he goes, hey, little girl. There's all this, like, weird stuff in music, if you think about it. What's going on with that Bruce Springsteen song where he goes,
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone?
Why am I hearing this in a Chipotle? Like, that's not an appropriate thing to hear at the dentist.
It's not.
When they were recording it in the 70s, no one on the other side of the glass, when he was just like, is your daddy home? No one was like, Bruce, weird, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, no, hear me out. I got a bad desire. Right?
Eddie's, it's even worse than that. It was an 80s album, and it was a hit.
I know. I like this song.
I know that song,
It was 1984 from Born in the USA.
Right.
Are you little girl? I always thought that was creepy as hell.
I didn't really thought about it until you just said it. It's like, what is going on, Springsteen?
Everyone needs a good pedophile.
That's why Ronnie James Dio put up the song, Don't Talk to Strangers.
Yeah.
And in response to Bruce, you creepy son of a bitch.
Don't talk to strangers.
So did Rick Springfield. Oh.
Everybody was trying to help little girls. Bruce was like, I don't mind. She's only 17, but old enough for me.
Like, is that the song you want? Yeah, and just in general.
She drives me crazy.
No, she should not.
Yeah, and like, those songs are weird.
I saw you coming out of school that day.
But as an adult, too, like, if you don't have children, like, let's just not say little girl. Like, you hear it in a song or something, like, that sounds creepy, dude.
Right, little girl means little girl.
Yeah.
Little lady maybe is a woman. How's it going, little lady?
That's a lot better than, little girl.
I mean, at that bar in the outskirts of Texas, yes.
And them Wranglers are Lee jeans. What you got on,
Miles? Do not
they
walk.
Just come right up your ass just like I like it.
Do not walk into a bar and say, hey there, little lady.
Hey, little ladies.
Hey, you need some of the...
If you're going to call somebody little lady, in my mind, I've already had sex with her and she's cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm
trying to guess.
Didn't mean to knee in the head.
But with that said, I'm a guy in relationships that has thought up funny little pet names. And literally one girl was like, no.
Don't say that to me.
Hammer toe.
No. It was something. But it was a quick shutdown.
Camel time.
Right. Pants knuckles.
Pants. Yoga moose.
Yoga dap.
Last week on TV, do you guys know what sport and event was the number one rated event?
Last week?
Yeah.
Don't tell me the Pro Bowl.
Tell me the Australian Open or something cool.
Trick question. There was no football, so there was no sporting event in the top 20.
Man, what are you, Mike, now?
I was like, there's not, because there's no NFL football or college football.
Well, not until what do you call it? March Madness.
Yeah, you could.
Right? That's next. I mean, look, otherwise, there's nothing between
now. College hoops, too, you got to remember, it's hard, like for even for college football, generally, there's one matchup that weekend, game day goes
right,
there. There is, but college basketball is so spread out, and the games are on. Like, you watch your team, and you kind of click.
There's a ton of sports on. It's just, are you interested in this NHL team, this NBA team, this college basketball team? That's basically what it is.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Almost like
and
the
everything
Watchmen.
In between.
And after the Super Bowl, they'll look at me and say, are there any sports
but because
worth
watching?
Of that, I'll look at them and I'll say, no.
But because of that, I watched the Australian Open.
They count on that.
Yeah, I watched.
You're not watching football. You need something to do.
I watched the Dubai Classic. I watched a bunch of stuff. This is like, well, I guess this is on.
Mm-hmm. They're like the synthetic drug. You're looking for heroin.
UW basketball, but to play in USC, I'm on.
I was scraping the bottom of the barrel. Resin hits. I watched the Reese Senior Bowl and the Pro Bowl.
Really?
Hey, Reese, I got to get my draft chart in order, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's good to see the next generation of talent, and I'm not a loser. All right, but honestly, no sports, no nothing. 60 Minutes, your number one show last week.
Okay.
Which is pretty impressive. People love that thing. Tony Romo, everybody knows he's kind of a famous announcer now.
Mm-hmm.
Wall Street Journal did a lot of... I said Wall Street Journal.
Yes.
All right. I thought I said Dernal. Wall Street Journal did a lot of research, and they found out that Romo's accuracy in predicting plays as a sportscaster is better than the accuracy of him as a quarterback when he played.
Yeah. How do you think he feels about that?
Well, it's okay. It's one thing to watch film and see from up top what you can see below. It's one thing to have even if you know, you still see things on a different level when you're down there. So, the reads are different when people switch up and then there's a blitz coming on.
Yeah. But he calls the play before it starts. Hey, in this situation, this is what I would do.
But also,
he should just spoiler alert.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, in practicality, he should be able to pull that off an application.
You know what I'm doing? If I'm the safety or the linebacker on any team, like, dude, patch me into the goddamn CBS feed because Romo's going to say the play they're going to run, and then I'm going to yell that to my defense.
I would, too. I'd put him right into the linebacker's
ear. Just put it on CBS.
Miles, the station you know, KDKA in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Basically, they put up a picture of Tom Brady, and then underneath it, one of the producers put a quote that said, known cheater.
Mm-hmm. And they fired his ass.
They did.
And he's a freaking Tom Brady fan. Well, he was just joking. He's a huge Patriot fan.
Sure.
So he was just joking about it, and they fired him.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Fake news.
Even if he wasn't joking, who cares? Who as Tom Brady, if he cares. If Tom Brady doesn't care, you don't need to care for Tom Brady. I don't know the guy. I'm just going to speculate based on his body of work. Like, yeah, I don't care. I'm married to a supermodel. I have more Super Bowl rings than anybody. I'm a good-looking dude. I'm still playing football at 40. Suck on the big.
I win Super Bowls.
Right. I don't care. I go to them. I win them.
And don't forget that he was with a different supermodel before he got married to Giselle.
Oh, that's right.
People forget about that.
Mm-hmm. Monahan.
right. Two dog.
Right.
Two supermodels.
Oh, you count my rings? Sorry.
And he's not Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right.
Let's see. Another funny. So Maroon 5 was supposed to have a press conference, right? They canceled it. They said they'll let their show do all the talking. Oh. But a lot of people are like, well, Travis Scott wasn't there either. But here's one weird thing. I live in the city of Seattle, close by to Tacoma, Washington. Now, the same day they canceled this, Travis Scott was in Tacoma doing a concert. It's like, was he ever really going to be at this press conference?
No.
What do they need a press conference for?
They must, well, that's what you do. You have media day on Monday, right. And then Tuesday is when you trot out the musical acts, and they do their press conference.
And normally what they'll say to you is, Janet Jackson, are you and Timberlake happy to do this? Oh, we can't wait to do our Super Bowl thing.
So what do you expect them
to say? Blah, 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 blah. But in this case, they're going to go like, most of the artists bailed because of Colin Kaepernick, but you showed up. Why? And they were just trying to probably avoid that.
Yeah, 100%. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? Maybe they said thank you, so we don't have to deal with the drama. So we can hear some of Jimmy Fallon's thank you notes.
Thank you, Sidewalk Salt, for being Margarita Salt that finally quit partying and got a job. Yeah. Thank you, Throw Pillows, for being the decorative soap of my living room. I paid way too much for you, and we both know you're never getting used. Small.
Yeah.
Thank you, Distress Shirts, for being perfect for people who want to pay $40 to look like they fell off a bike.
It's painful, yet stylish. Stylish and painful.
Thank you, KFC's gravy-scented candle, for being a great way to tell my friends I'm going through a weird time. Thank you, guy who rents shoes at the bowling alley, for convincing me that one short spray is all I need between me and the 500 sweaty feet that came before.
What is that?
Purple water. Yeah, purple water.
Thank you, hand-painted wine glasses, for being the fastest way to tell your guests that these have only ever been gently rinsed.
You can't clean these.
Thank you, Disneyland, for opening your first ever brewery. Now parkgoers can stop feeling sleepy and grumpy and start feeling happy and dopey. There you go. Come on.
Thank you.
I didn't even know they opened that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good plan to me.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. I've been to Disney World a bunch of times, right? And I thoroughly enjoy it.
We'll see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the land, man, it's just that 50-yard strip to glory of adulthood, man. You just got to go right through that courtyard and bam, California, here I come.
Right. So I think Disney is obviously, I shouldn't say that. People get wasted at Epcot. I don't know that in the Magic Kingdom I'd want to be that drunk, but
sure.
Also, you got people dealing with children. Mm-hmm. You have adults like me who are just there, like, let them get a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
I will leave the family member out of this. The last time I was in Disney World, I'm standing next to this person, right? And we're going to go watch this show where Mickey fights every character, every villain ever. And it's like on water. What's it called? Phantasmic.
That's right. He's been MMA training lately. Most people don't know that. Yeah.
Right. So he's like shooting fireworks out of his hands and stuff. Amazing show. Mick puts on a phenomenal performance in this. But beforehand, it's one of the few places you can get a beer. And me and his family member are standing there, and he takes a pull of his beer and goes, "This is one of the best beers I've ever had in my life." And I was like, damn. Yeah, right. I mean, it's hot out, but.
I have children.
Right.
I have a wife.
I feel like if you walk in there with kids, they should hand the adults a beer just as soon as you get there, you know? Like, you're going to need this.
Yeah.
Take the edge off now, you know, because that's how it's going to be.
They do it when you go and buy an engagement ring.
Right.
Like one of the few places where I'm like, here, have a shot, have a glass of wine, have five beers. Here, you'll need it.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Ripa, Michael Strahan, apparently they don't talk. Strahan says things have been frosty since he left Live to move to Good Morning America in 2016.
Because they were friends before that.
He says, quote, "I've learned all that went down. You can't convince people to like you. I haven't spoken to her in a long time." He still credits her with basically reaching that whole new audience that he has.
Well, sure. I remember she got all butt hurt when he left.
Yeah, but she's doing fine, and they have and she and Seacrest are fine. Like, you know,
like you could be. You're both making a butt ton of money, yeah. And both of you are so very popular with your audience. Like,
they are
fine, man.
But that's the entertainment business. Right?
Right.
Happens all the time. People still get all butthurt and pissed off. Like, yeah, all right. I mean, granted, if they had been talking about, hey, we're going to do this show, blah, 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 and then he just,
yeah.
I mean, I think that was the one thing, like, there was no indication or nothing, right?
So she was just blindsided.
Yeah. So, I mean, but with that said, I'm with you. Like, it's been a year or two, like, or 2-3 years. Like,
right, right.
Who cares, right? And honestly, like, Michael Strahan, I don't know. I guess he's fine. But, like, seems like her and Seacrest are a good team.
They're fine. And the show more is about her anymore because she does all the talking at the beginning of the damn thing and just everyone else just chimes in.
Yeah.
So, like, it hasn't really changed. She even did that with Regis. She'd talk more. He'd be like, yes, ha!
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's right. That's the setup of the show.
Exactly.
Where is Regis?
Ha! Yeah. Man, bathing her money.
Yeah.
Just chilling, playing golf.
Join it.
Yeah. I miss Regis.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines here coming up in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go as a Texas woman grabs her big silver toy and gives Marriott Austin patrons quite the show.
Meanwhile, an 18-year-old finds death by toothpick. That would be a hell of a way to go.
South Carolina mom pours water on 9-month-old's head while sleeping just to get her back. A Pakistani man's legs turned to stone as ELO was playing their favorite track. And her baloney has a first name and someone pissed on it. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Top story. This was covered by our very own Steve the Thrill Hill just a little bit earlier today.
Yeah, I was working, man.
We go to New Mexico, where a woman says that she's been repeatedly getting urine-soaked bologna and bread on her doorstep.
My bologna has a first name. It's U-R-I-N-E.
The stranger has been leaving the sandwiches since the beginning of the year, and it turns out that she's not the only target. Her neighbors have been moving out of their homes because they're tired of the constant deliveries.
They want chipped ham.
People are moving out of their homes
because
this guy.
I'm thinking nobody can set up a surveillance camera at all, nothing like that. Catch this guy in the... Ask him why. Honestly, that's all I want to know. Why are you peeing on perfectly good bologna and putting it on my porch?
And get out of the bologna stage.
Funny, man.
Bologna is a stage, then you move on to chipped ham. Eventually, you get to sliced turkey, but there's a process you have to go through in the meat department.
Wait till he gets through S on a shingle.
It's about how much you make an hour.
Never really got on the bologna.
I love bologna. Fried bologna is awesome, man.
Never had a fried bologna.
Well, think of it as...
It'll change your mind.
You just got a fat hot dog, dude.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like, same exact thing.
Flat hot dog?
It's just a bigger casing.
Okay.
It's a hot dog.
Cool. I'm in.
In other news, a teenager was nearly killed by a toothpick. The pro athlete was on the road with his team when he accidentally swallowed a toothpick that was in his sandwich.
What's going on over here?
What happened with Steve? Kept chewing those toothpicks.
Yeah, but I just chewed through it, man. Got splinters on my gums.
Ooh. Mostly this ends without incident, but in his case, it actually pierced his intestinal lining and into an artery.
Can you believe all the stuff that Steve did? I mean, Thursday night, coming up with rhymes and riddles for Ted versus the FCC, snorting just Tide Pods and all that stuff. It was a toothpick in his esophagus that killed him.
I told him to eat Tide Pods. He went with the toothpick in the sandwich.
Who knew?
The piercing caused bacteria to get into his blood. It needed to be surgically removed, and the damage needed to be repaired by... They actually had to cut some of the artery out before they could put it back together.
Splinters in his esophagus from chewing on a toothpick.
Well, he swallowed the whole thing, Miles.
He swallowed a 2-inch shard of it.
That's about 2 inches, about the size of a toothpick.
Yeah. He wasn't woodchucking the thing.
The one they put in the hamburger is like a 4-inch.
Yeah.
Okay. They give you the big one with the loop in the top.
But I think he would have seen that one.
All right. Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, if he didn't see one of those giant ones and just ate it, I go, hey, bro, that's all I knew, man.
If he had the green foil, like a club sandwich, I think he would have noticed that.
Okay.
You all right, Thrill? You doing okay?
I'm all good.
I love a club sandwich. 4 separate toothpicks.
An interesting story in Florida. Okay. Public Works employees found a possible sinkhole or pothole near a site that they were working on, but the real confusion was when they found an orange power cord in the hole. After following the... Grow up, Ted. After following the cord, they revealed that it was possibly a tunnel that was going to be used in a bank robbery.
Yeah.
It was noted that while it was small, the constructor of the tunnel was not found in it. So...
It was going directly to the bank.
Yes. Right up to the wall.
Yeah.
And then they didn't know how to get into the
bank.
How
long would it take to dig that?
Dude,
even if you want
this guy has been doing this for years.
I know, I'm saying, even in just a pot, like a deep rooted plant in your yard, like you gotta break through like rocks and roots and
they said it was just crude stuff that he used to do. He's been doing it forever.
Yeah. So he's also very patient.
Right. And look, your payday's coming.
So you gotta find like a dude who's married with like 6 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Lives somewhere close. Because he goes there every day to do this.
It was 2 to 3 feet in diameter.
Yeah.
He did not dig it very big, but it's not just big enough to put
it in.
But
he still wanted enough room to be comfortable.
No, just to move.
Yeah.
Comfort is not a thing going through a tunnel, Miles. Let's see here.
I'm a spelunker. You can squeeze through some stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. We go to Texas, where a woman went above and beyond to accomplish her goal. Police answered the call about a disturbance that led them to a local hotel where they found our gal sitting on one of the patio chairs, sans pants, taking care of herself with a toy.
It's me a bucket. It's going to be a gusher.
Oh, no. After she was arrested and put into the car, police noted that she continued to reach for her groin and even went so far as to grind on the seat during her ride to jail.
But it feels so good.
Ooh. Pretty sure that she left a souvenir there.
Do you have Lysol wipes?
It's always good to meet a woman who's excited. she really is... She really enjoys it.
You think?
Yeah. Yes.
My loins is burning.
Right.
She's been booked booked for indecent exposure.
Scratching the turntable.
By the looks of it.
We go to Bend, Oregon.
That's a bigger tunnel.
Where a woman was arrested on manslaughter charges after she drove under the influence, but it was not alcohol, marijuana, or even coke, meth, or heroin in her system. No. She had her dog Xanax in her system.
It's easy. Xanax is Xanax. All right? So if you have a 25-pound dog and you weigh 125 pounds yourself, times it by 5.
Ta-da.
Ta-da, I'm on Xanax.
That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
We'll see you next time for a turn of Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes, and we will drink and toast with the shout of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.